From the heart of Florida's great Northwest, it's Radio! Indeed it is! This is Pat Robert, hoping you'll stay with us for some music and conversation here aboard our stage studio in the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. What a beautiful night, what a beautiful Radio Live audience. I mean, unbelievable. It just gets better every month. I tell you right now, you know, of all the audiences we've had for Radio Live, you all are one of them. So, you know, it's great. We've got some folks tonight who have been on Radio Live before. Our first guest this evening is a gentleman who has been on several times before, but not real recently. In fact, he reminded me when he got here tonight that the last time he was on the show was one of our Radio Dead performances, if you all remember that. We used to do them on Halloween. And he said, I was dressed in prison garb as Dick Cheney. That really takes you back. Whoa. So anyway, so nice to have him back with us. Grammy-winning guitarist Bill Mize is a son of Tennessee, where he says he received most of his musical education from a cheap Zenith radio, drifting off to sleep to the decidedly non-sleepy lullabies emanating from Nashville's WLAC and WSM radio and Knoxville's WNOX. His newest recording, The Back of Beyond, plays homage to his Smoky Mountain heritage. He's a past winner of the National Fingerstyle Guitar Competition at the Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield, Kansas, an event considered by many to be the U.S. Open of guitar competitions. He received a Grammy Award for his collaboration with musician and storyteller David Holt on the recording Stella Luna, and has been featured on the popular guitar compilations Windham Hill Guitar Sampler and Narada Records' Masters of the Acoustic Guitar. His music is also featured in the Ken Burns documentary, The National Parks, America's Best Idea. Reviewer Kirk Albrecht at Minor Seventh says of Bill, few fingerstyle guitarists can match his melodic sensibilities. While Mize may not garner nearly as much attention as others, his music has a sweet clarity rare in a world filled with six-string gymnastics. He's no shredder, but he lays down tunes that are graceful and charming, coaxing sounds out of a Martin D28 Lester flat never heard. Please welcome Bill Mize.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be back here. It's an honor to be back. And the first time I was here, it had to be in the early 90s, I guess. And time flies, I guess. Where does it go? I'm going to play you an arrangement of a song that had a very significant impact on me when I was about 13 or 14, and I had just bought my decent guitar, which was a beautiful red Dakota red Fender Mustang, and I remember the day I figured out the lick to this opening lick to this song, and I knew right then I was no turning back for me. And a few years ago, I tried to do a whole fingerstyle arrangement of it. And it's written, it's a song by a fellow that grew up not far from here, a true American genius, a legend, a fellow named Ray Charles Robinson. You might know him as Ray Charles. But this is a tune called What I Say. Thank you. Well, thank you very much. Tom, bring my monitor down just a tad, sir.
Better, good.
That's nice.
Let's see, how's this go? No, it don't work. Unless you're going by a real stinky area, then that'll work. You just get there and you just, like a paper plant, you know? I'm really a genius. Nobody knows it, though. Well, this next tune is the title track of my latest CD. And, well, I moved into my granddaddy's old cabin back in, I think, 1973 or 74. And it's a rustic little cabin on the boundary of the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, and I was needing a change of scene, to say the least, at that time in my life, and I moved in that rusty old cabin. I bought some hiking boots, and I just started hiking and took to the trails, and the Smoky Mountains embraced me, and they took me in. I think they felt sorry for me, and led me in a lot of right directions and shaped me and influenced my music. And I wanted to write a song in gratitude for that for a long time. And I decided to name this. Actually, I was watching the Ken Burns documentary, and there was a whole section on Horace Kephart, whose granddaughter lives here, Libby. She's not here tonight, though. But the section of that documentary was called "The Back of Beyond," and that's what Horace Kephart referred to the Smokies as. And he moved to the Smokies himself, needing some fixing, and he got fixed there too. And so this tune is a song of gratitude, and it's titled "The Back of Beyond." Thank you.
Thank you.
What is that? Almost a 360-degree panoramic of people around here. And even there, because I can see your reflections in that. Well, I'm going to play you a song here. Does everybody out there have their favorite weed by any chance? No? Why not? This weed grows kind of in the, well, it grows in the smoky area, Smokies, in the southern Appalachians. Got my tuning all out of whack. It's called the Joe Pye weed. Have you ever heard of Joe Pye weed? It doesn't grow down here, does it? I think it's, they may be a certain strand that might, but my Joe Pye weed that grows up where I live, it's this tall, lanky weed that grows in the middle of the fields and comes along in late August. And it's, like I said, it's tall, lanky, big old bushy crown, and kind of like an Oscar Wilde of weeds, I think. You know, it's, I had a suspicion, and one morning I was driving by a field where the Joe Pye weed hung out, and I noticed Joe Pye, like I say, is taller than the rest of the weeds, is all slumped over. And I thought, man, it looks like he had a long night. And then I got to thinking more about it, and I thought, you know what I think's going on here? Every so often in the middle of the night, Joe Pye gets all his weed buddies around and gathers them around. You know, like goldenrod, ironweed, Queen Anne's lace. And they just party and party and party. Dance and just celebrate during the dark of the night. And the next morning, they just assume their positions, you know. Of course, Joe Pye is just a little slumped over, you know, from lack of sleep. And I think I know. Kind of done stakeouts on it. So I decided to write him a little song because I like that sort of thing, you know. And when the weeds dance and party and nobody knows about it but me. I figure I'm indebted to them a little bit, so here's a song I wrote called The Joe Pye Jig. Thank you. Thank you very much. Joe Pye.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Nyes, and he will be back with us in the second half of the program. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with a team of attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. Online at cphlaw.com. Yes, we do love them, don't we? Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulf Front. And we thank both our sponsors because they make things possible around here. Yes, we do. All right, it is a special treat for all of us tonight that Danny Schmidt and Carrie Elkin, who normally tour separately and solo, get to share the stage together. As partners in life as well as music, the chemistry, of course, is amazing. And when they were here last time, they were kind of newly engaged, and now they're relatively newly married. So we're glad to have them back. Named to the Chicago Tribune's 50 most significant songwriters in the last 50 years, Danny Schmidt has rapidly ascended from underground cult hero status to being broadly recognized as an artist of generational significance, drawing favorable comparisons to Leonard Cohen and Townes Van Zandt for his poetic lyrics. Among many accolades comes a major endorsement from Sing Out magazine tagging him as perhaps the best new songwriter we've heard in the last 15 years. With her initial Red House Records release, Call It My Garden, Carrie Elkin emerged as one of the defining new voices in the world of Texas singer-songwriters, being celebrated by Texas Music Magazine as one of their Artists of the Year. Critics have drawn favorable comparisons to Patti Griffin at her most powerful and Nancy Griffith at her most intimate. But it's the power of her live performance that has really created a buzz around Carrie, and we know that well, having had her on here before. Maverick Magazine says of her, "We've never seen a performer so in love with the act of singing. That's the gospel truth. On stage, Elkin is simply a force of nature." Their newest CD, which they have here tonight, is For Keeps. Please join me in welcoming Danny Schmidt and Carrie Elkin.
Thank you so much. I guess we better be good.
I know, I guess so. We are delighted to be back here. It's true, we had just gotten engaged when we were here last time, and now we're newly married, so the show is working. It's doing its job, and working on the next generation of folk singers. I thought I would... was that too racy for the radio?
I think it was perfect.
We thought it would be appropriate to start with the one we ended with last time, which was our engagement song. Thought we'd start romantically. Empty. If the bets I make look bust. Yeah, clap for her. She's getting really good at that thing.
Thank you.
The process of someone going from not very good at the harmonica to pretty damn good at the harmonica is an unpleasant household.
If the hand I play looks empty, if the bets I make look bust, kiss me now, but answer me tomorrow. Don't you think our hands together might just make a royal flush? Kiss me now, but answer me tomorrow. Kiss me now, my knees are weak, my hands, they shake like moonlight. Leaves that beg like questions on the trees. When you wake up in the morning, will you take me as my bride and kiss me now but answer me tomorrow? Kiss me now.
that song totally worked. They're not usually songs that work or don't work, but that one was one of those. And I said yes. It's great. It was confusing for a few minutes, I will admit. They call me Echo. My voice is real, but not my own. It only shows what I've been shown. I'm the echo in the hill. And through the canyon, they hear I love you. They hear I love you. And he sits by the water, his reflection to admire. That needs no other. He whispers, I love you. And through the canyon, they hear I love you. They hear I love you. He speaks the words the canyon takes, and I speak the words the canyon makes. I'm the echo in the hills. And through the canyon, they hear. I don't know who to look at. I usually watch Danny.
Why don't you look at these people over here, and I'll look at those people over there, and they'll all feel taken care of.
I don't know. I feel like I want to connect with you all, too, so I'll do a little bit of this.
Cool. She'll take care of the licking. I'm going to close my eyes and sing you guys a song. I wrote this one when I was going through some health problems, and a friend of mine had made me a ring that said, "This too shall pass" on it to help me keep my head straight. And the more I looked into the origin of that phrase, the more I liked how much it said so economically. So I wrote this song. Things change fast, but this too shall pass. Better carve it on your forehead or tattoo it on your ass, 'cause who can tell? When the clock strikes 12, if today's become tomorrow, if it's all just gone to hell. My friend makes rings, she swirls and sings. She's a mystic in the sense that she's still mystified by things, but scared to ask, how can nothing seem to last? 'Cause like a cancer in your body, it all just goes too fast. We think too big. We think ourself is one whole thing, and we claim that this collection has a name and is a being, but deep inside, when every cell divides, what sets upon the rule that states self-interest is divine. And cancer too lives by this golden rule that you must do unto the others as the others unto you, all for the best. 'Cause it's all that life accepts, and so we kill it like a buffalo with awe and with respect. God, just holler at the sky, 'cause she'll tell it to you plainly in the clouds that whisper by, and praise the shapes, then praise the way they change, and they'll teach you not to pray to light without you pray to rain. So I pray to hands, and I pray to knees, and I pray to blades of grass to find forgiveness in the weeds. But as for help, I just never did believe, so I never prayed myself, except to those that prayed for me. The story goes, or the way that I was told, there was a king that always felt too high, and then he fell too low, and so he called all the wise men to the hall, and he begged them for a gift and the rises and the falls. But here's the thing, they came back with a ring. It was simple and was plainly unbefitting of a king, engraved in black. Well, it had no front or back, but there were words around the band that said, just know this too shall pass.
now I will do my healing song. We're keeping this set a little bit of a Debbie Downer, so the next set will be like, woo! You all seem like you can handle it. I don't know about the people that are listening live because they can't see that we smile while we're doing all this.
Play a song to show y'all how far we've come along in our relationship. It's a house hunting song, so you can see we're moving right along.
I'd say if we were to tell you how far we've come in our relationship, we would actually have to talk about the construction part of the house, which after the show, I can tell you, it was rough. But we did it.
I can condense the whole thing for you. It goes like this. But honey, what would hold it up?
He's right.
There's signs in all the yards with a price tag and a plea. Can't you hear them houses sing? Can't you hear them houses sing? And I can see my daughter swinging in the shade of every tree. Can't you hear them houses sing? Can't you hear them houses sing? And I can move a mountain when the mountain moves in me. And I can hear them houses sing. Yes, I can hear them houses sing. But every building tells a story. Every builder holds a pen. Can't you hear them houses sing? Can't you hear them houses sing? But they only tell beginnings. They're yours to tell the end. Can't you hear them houses sing? Can't you hear them houses?
Teenager with headgear.
We're gonna leave y'all in this first half with a song that's not ours. It's by a songwriter named Dave Carter, who we both adore, and sadly he passed away too young, and we don't get any more songs from him. But this song sort of snuck out. A few years after his death, they put out some sort of lost recordings, and Carrie and I were driving when we heard this song for the first time, and before it was over, we were arguing about who was going to get to cover it. And so we, in a fit of adulthood, we made a compromise and turned it into a duet.
Yeah. It was a good moment.
Lonesome stranger, won't you share my bed? The sidewalk siren at the bus stop said, love's a tear in a salty bay. It's hard to make it in this world today. Love's a river, but the river runs dry. The clouds blow bitter in a boneyard sky. Flesh dries up and it burns away. You can't remember where your heart once lay. It's hard to make it in this world today.
And Dandy Donnie's a velvet hand. He's my silent partner, he's the inside man. Holds me shaking through a shotgun dawn, and he keeps me walking down this road I'm on. Keeps me running when he calls my name. Shines the light, but he kills the flame. Stones me simple when I try to speak, and bruise my face, but he kiss my cheek. It's hard to make it when he get this weak. And one of these mornings gonna spread my wings like a red-ass robin at the gates of spring. Rise up singing through a cyclone wind till the walls of the city come tumbling in. Walls of the city come tumbling, rumbling round my head like an old man stumbling. And I don't care if the mountains fall, there's a little blue egg in the middle of us all. It's hard to make it when you feel so small.
Climbed inside, I sat in the window and I waved goodbye. She stood staring at the blue machine, singing, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody cares and nobody knows, only weeds remember where your headstone grows. It's dust, ashes and wings to clay. I checked my wallet as we pulled away. It's hard to make it in this world today. Yes, it's hard to make it in this world today.
Thank you so much.
Thank y'all very much.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Danny. They are so damn cute, aren't they? Danny Schmidt and Carrie Elkin, they will be back with us in the second half of the program. And the program is Radio Live. We do this the first Thursday of every month here in the Museum of Commerce before a live audience. That would be you. And we also do rebroadcasts of some of our shows we've done in the past every other Thursday night on 88.1 FM. You can also watch Radio Live on Channel 4 on Cox Cable. That's WUWF-TV. You can watch it every night of the week, weeknights, that is, not weekends, at 9 o'clock. So you can check it out. And we have several years worth of programs, so we look forward to it. Support for Radio Live and the thing that keeps Radio Live coming your way is the law firm of Clark, Partington, Hart, with a team of attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. Online at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulf Front.